Our guest at the cafe this morning is Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm grand. And before we go any farther, I want to congratulate you on your wonderful honor recently. Lavelle was named Citizen of the Year in Commerce by the Chamber of Commerce, and sincerely, I think that's much deserved. Well deserved.
Well, thank you so much, John Mark, and folks down at the Chamber of Commerce office. I assure you there are other individuals more worthy of receiving such an honor, but I was deeply humbled, and thank you so much.
We'll move on now. And Lavelle, one of the things that Lavelle is now involved in is is you're attacking the very bad habit of smoking, and you've won a grant, so tell me about that.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. The Hunt Memorial Hospital District provided me with a grant to do some programs in the area of tobacco nicotine addiction. I'm very appreciative of that. Thank Alicia Withcock and a lot of others there at the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. We're going to be tackling this issue with the students, not only here at the university, but Commerce as a whole. And John Mark, this is very personal and dear to me. My oldest sister smoked for about 25 years, decided that she would give it up. 3 years later, they found that she had lung cancer, and 6 months later, she was gone. So, you know, tobacco smoking is a very personal thing with me.
Did you ever smoke yourself?
Never been a smoker, been a smoker.
Yeah, but a lot of people still are, huh?
We do know that right here in the United States, about 50 million people smoke, and of those, about 40 million smoke on a daily basis. So that leaves us now about another 5 to 10 million. All this is according to American Cancer Society. Another 5 to 10 million underage smokers are out there. We do know, John Mark, that for the most part here in the United States, about 480,000 people die every year from smoking-related illnesses. 480,000. And for every one death that occurs, then you got another 100 are diagnosed with a smoking-related illness. So we have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the grant you have from Hunt Regional Healthcare basically is to have a support group for people who want to quit, and you're meeting once a week.
We meet every Thursday, room 120. Here in Binion Hall. Anyone is welcome to give me a call in my office, 903-886-5632. We educate individuals on the ill effects associated with it. We have support group meetings. We have relapse prevention meetings. We have tobacco cessation meetings. We do know that for the most part, there are about 24 known carcinogens that's found in tobacco products. One is, which is formaldehyde. We know what that's used for as an embalming ingredient. Rat parsing is another carcinogen that's found in smoke. And we know out of that 480,000 people that are dying every year from smoking-related illnesses, about 25 to 30% of that is secondhand smoke. So we have to get a grips on this when we're spending over $300 billion a year in the United States on smoking-related illnesses.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. And Lavelle has a new grant from the Hunt Regional Healthcare System to help people quit smoking in the area. Now, this group that you meet with once a week, that's at what time on Thursday?
Sure, we meet every Thursday at 6 p.m. in Binion 120. We also have the graduate students from the site counseling special ed department involved in that as well. So it's wonderful that the students get a chance also to utilize their skills and techniques.
Mm-hmm. And this is not just for A&M Commerce students.
Not from A&M Commerce. We welcome anyone from the Commerce or even surrounding areas for that matter to please come any Thursday, room 120, Binion Hall at 6 p.m.
What's the profile of a smoker? Lavelle, these days when people know how harmful it is and everyone's pretty well educated, I think, about it, but still people start.
I think for the most part, whether it's with smoking or whether it's with alcohol, the first stage is always experimentation. You're going to always experiment with it. No one feels as though he or she is going to get addicted to it. Then we move from use to abuse, and then finally we get to the last stage of addiction.
Some people will say, well, cigars are not so bad, and there's other forms of tobacco. And, of course, I think we've learned that the smokeless tobacco and snuff and so forth, chewing tobacco is not so good.
Sure.
But are there other forms of tobacco that are not quite so harmful?
I've always said, and I continue to spread the word, that there's no safe tobacco, period. You know, we have this now e-cigs. Folks who use these electronic cigarettes. Again, John Mark, I can't express how there is no safe tobacco, period.
Well, Lavelle Springs here. You staying with the hot chocolate?
I definitely stay with hot chocolate year-round. You know that.
All right. Lavelle, thanks for having that cup of hot chocolate with us today.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.